It's the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. My name's Ed Kowalski, and I hope you're all set for more of the best album rock and roll from the past three decades. Today, we profile Creedence Clearwater Revival, or CCR. The members of CCR first got together back in 1959. They were John Fogerty on vocals and guitar, his brother Tom on rhythm guitar, Stu Cook on bass, and Doug Cosmo Clifford on drums. Stu and Doug were John's junior high school classmates from El Cerrito, California. Before the band could take advantage of a recording contract, John Fogerty and Doug Clifford were drafted into the Army. Once the band got back together, they changed the group's name to Creedence, after a friend of Tom Fogerty, Clearwater from a beer commercial, Revival, the intent of the group. A new demo featuring a harder rock sound landed them in the studio to record their first album for Fantasy Records. The Creedence Clearwater Revival album was released in July 1968. By that October, CCR had its first charting single. Here's Susie Q on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Susie Q, baby, I love you.
Bad Moon Rising from Creedence Clearwater Revival's second album, Bayou Country. Ahead of that, Proud Mary, a musical tale of a Mississippi River steamboat written by CCR's John Fogerty on the first day following his discharge from the Army. And we open the show with Susie Q from the band's self-titled debut album. You're listening to the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show. I'm Ed Kowalski. CCR's next album, Green River, was their first to reach number one. This is the title track.
Bye.
Creedence Clearwater Revival with Fortunate Son and Down on the Corner off of Willie and the Poor Boys, along with the title from Green River. This is Ed Kowalski, and we've got more of the Creedence Clearwater Revival story to come on the Classic Rock Show from the VOA Music Mix Network. This is Ed Kowalski back with the Classic Rock Show. Creedence Clearwater Revival took the title of their next album from the name of a warehouse where they often rehearsed. From Cosmos Factory, this is Travelin' Band.
Hey!
We're featuring Creedence Clearwater Revival this week on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
Come on now.
on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show, looking out my back door, up around the bend, Who'll Stop the Rain, and Travelin' Man, all from Creedence Clearwater Revival's album, Cosmos Factory. The album was number one on the American charts for 9 weeks and sold more than 4 million copies. Cosmos Factory also contained this long version of the soul classic, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Some other guy that you knew before. You do all those guys, you know I love you more.
CCR is in the spotlight this week on the VOA Music Mix Classic Rock Show.
We'll be right back.
CCR's last million-selling single, Sweet Hitchhiker, came from their Mardi Gras album. Have You Ever Seen the Rain was from Pendulum, along with the marathon version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. In October 1972, Creedence Clearwater Revival announced its breakup. For more than two decades after that, there was a series of bitter legal battles between the band's members and its record label. But in the end, their legacy is a collection of brilliant and straightforward lyrical music that shines without the use of gimmicks or fads. Creedence Clearwater Revival was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. Thanks to writer and co-producer Margot Braswell, now busily working on her own revival. Thank you for listening. My name is Ed Kowalski. I'll be back next week with another edition of the Classic Rock Show on the VOA Music Mix Network.